Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day from 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy, Glenn Campbell, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. There's no theme there, like the song. You know that. There's no theme at all.
Bill, go ahead. Bill?
Oh, hang on. Go ahead, Bill.
Bill, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill. Please go ahead.
He muted himself. You're muted. Unmute yourself, Bill.
Yo,
there
first
we go.
First thing I would have said was Steve, and I would have went this. I would have went to go to lyrics.
Yeah, you went to lyrics.
That had some incredible lyrics. I love the offers coming in over the phone.
Yes. Right. I've always been mesmerized by that line.
I always had that subway token and a dollar.
Tucked inside my shoe.
The song's incredible. I've said before that maybe Glenn's not iconic.
I don't
but he's
get that.
Popular. And now I kind of push back on myself after hearing that song.
That's a good song.
Thank you for pushing back.
I'm going to go with Steve. You know, I don't even want to do this, but I'm going to go with Steve on this one.
I know you don't.
The iconic. Glenn Campbell on that song is just, don't. That's a song, guys, today. I'm going to challenge the breaker. It's a breaker challenge. Listen to it again today. Listen to it again today because it's a game changer.
Gladly.
It's you know what? 10.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm glad
there's
you
no
did
theme.
That.
Just as a Friday song in a bye week, I want to play Rhinestone
man,
Cowboy.
Jake,
I like
that's
this
an
song.
Unbelievable song.
It's kind of an anthem. I just a 10 too.
Two 10s?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking as I was listening to it, I was mesmerized.
Can you give us some other lyrics from this?
Yeah.
He's pulling them up right now.
I really like that. I don't know. There's a lot of mixed emotions from this Rhinestone Cowboy. You know, he's singing, he says there's been I really like there's been a load of compromising. There's been
on the road.
On the road to my horizon, but I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me. Oh. He's had to compromise certain things in his career path, like a lot of people do. And he sings about it.
It goes back to one of my favorites. Like all of a sudden, Glenn just walks by. Hey, I'm going to record Rhinestone Cowboy. You guys want to sit in? Can you imagine sitting in on Rhinestone? What year again, Jake?
1975, which is what?
Better times.
Way better time. Wow, 75, when this song came out.
To go back to 75, Jake, we're listening to a song from 50 years ago, and we're amazed.
I imagine hearing this song when it came out, like the first time, like, what the hell was that magic right there? I'd be stunned.
It's mesmerizingly good. It's almost like you don't need drugs. You just stand there and you're mesmerized. It takes you to another spot. It's amazing.
So Steve doesn't need drugs, guys. He needs Glenn.
It's Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. That's it.
Hey guys, you need something, Steve? You need something to pick me up? No, I need some Glenn.
Play some Campbell, please.
Just give me some headphones and Glenn Campbell.
I'll be fixed in no time.
Well, I mean,
not doing anything, doing no narcotics. I'm doing Glenn.
You know what though? There's a grain of truth to that. That was that's a beautiful
with
song.
With headsets on, especially. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
You want to guess Rudy's score, Bill?
Rudy had to like this. 7-6.
7-7.
Good job, Bill.
He says, what is a rhinestone cowboy? Great tune, though.
Jake, what is a rhinestone?
I don't know.
What is a rhinestone cowboy?
Tell me.
What is it, Bill? Come on.
I always thought maybe he's like a performing cowboy, like a singer. That's what I thought it was.
Right. I think it is. It's probably a cowboy who's compromised. He wants just to be more like Waylon. But now,
more like Waylon, but now the times are changing. I got to be a little more flashy.
Yeah, dolled up. I got to be dolled up. They're not going to let me go out there in jeans and boots. I got to wear some kind of star-spangled costume with rhinestones.
Yeah, Nell says it might be kind of a fake cowboy, basically.
Yeah, fake. Yeah, that's what I was going for. Fake cowboy.
I remember back in our day, Stephen, about mid-70s was the time you could buy a rhinestone stud machine. You could get it off. It was on like Ronco or something like that.
Okay.
Was the name. You could buy that, and you could put things like rhinestones and stuff on your own jeans and stuff. There would be it wasn't so much dudes doing that. It was more of the females that were buying the rhinestone stud machine that were putting those. Yeah, that was possible. They could have one of those.
The woman from Columbus that dated Leon Spinks made costumes for the Stars in Branson. That's what she did. That's how she met Leon. She met Leon Spinks in Branson. Hmm. And she would make those she would make those costumes, but she specialized in the jewels that you would put on there.
Yeah, jewels are probably correct. Yeah. Yes.
Couple ratings here before we get to Aging Gracefully. Nomad Brad, 6'8" on that one. Eric in Hickman says 6'5". He says, try Wichita Lineman. We have played that song before, Wichita Lineman.
Yeah, another great one.
Sean in Omaha, 9'9". Craig, 2. Gavin in Pender, 9'3" on that one. Jane says, like a three-legged stool. Not like a rhinestone cowboy, like a three-legged stool. 8.9 from Jane.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like
it. Let's see here. Joel in Wisconsin gives an 8. Who at Clevis?
Bert!
9!
9. Wow. The highest score Bert's ever given.
Wow.
That's the high. Write this date. What's the dates today, Jake?
September 26th, 2025.
The highest score ever given by
Rudy,
Bert.
Rudy, could you write that down on the board in the corner?
Rudy?
Just a corner.
Yes.
Just put Bird 9.
On September 26th.
Yeah, 9/26/2025. Make sure you put the year because we'll forget the year.
Eric, we'll forget the year, yes.
Eric on YouTube.
If the show continues on.
Yeah, right. Eric on YouTube, 8. Grant Durant in the bottoms, 8/7/6 on YouTube. First time for Grant on YouTube, I believe. That's our guy, Durant, Grant. Let's see. We have BWD 5, Nels 2 on that one. Or, sorry, 8/3 from Nels.
Nels gave it a 2, I'd be...
Genghis, I was going to lose my mind.
Right. Genghis 7-5, Albert 8. Song of the day was Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell of 1975. It is time for Aging Grace. We're sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77.
Ron Preston, the athletic one.
Go see Ron and the
entire
team.
Buffet.
Ron, thank you for doing this for us. And I will, there is a headline. Often hard truth comes from the mouth of youth. I had a tough moment last night at Zipline.
Okay.
When Robin's daughter said, "Ooh, stop talking, your breath stinks."
yeah, that is rough.
And I've had those moments. I think maybe we all have. It was Nora. I love Nora. She's funny. She once told me, "I pooped in your truck accidentally." It was one of the funniest lines
she said
I've
that
ever
to
heard.
You.
Yeah, she was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. Simple, I pooped in your truck accidentally.
Accidentally. Most of the time, if you do poop in someone's truck, it is an accident.
I hope so, at least.
She's super funny. And I love her, so I don't mind saying this. But she did say that to me yesterday, and it was funny. She said it in front of a bunch of people, and one of the people said, "No, Sipple, your breath's fine." But I had coffee and beer. I had coffee before I went.
A bad breath combination.
Yeah, it is. I imagine my breath was horrendous because I was drinking coffee all day yesterday. Then the first thing I did when I got up there yesterday was grabbed a West Coast IPA.
You drank an IPA?
I did.
An IPA.
That's pretty shocking to me, actually.
Why is that so shocking?
You do not scream IPA guy to me.
It was sitting there, and I drank it.
Well, good job.
So my breath was terrible. Now, I've noticed times in my life, and I imagine you guys, maybe Jake, not so much because you're not as old, but I did think about it. I've noticed times in my life when someone would instinctively hand me a breath mint without, and you know that's a good friend, by the way, or lover, whatever.
They would
instinctively hand you a breath mint, or you know, like a Chiclet, and they didn't say your breath smelled, but they would hand you a breath mint.
They told you without saying the actual words. That's tough. Still, it's tough to take that.
Yeah, but that's a good friend.
It is a good friend. It's not a fun moment though.
Bill, tell me you remember Chiclets. Chiclets.
The best part of the Chiclet was you had to pop the gum through a little tinfoil backing.
I knew he'd remember. He'd remember. God bless
Chiclets
you.
You're
so good.
When you said Chiclet, I about lost it. I go, holy. He went Chiclets. I can't imagine. I said, and like Steve's saying, the key to that when you're doing that is if you're going to help someone in that situation, whether it be gum, Chiclet, Tic Tac, whatever it is that you get the gum out, and then you put a piece in your mouth first.
Okay.
Then you offer it to the person.
Okay.
Then you kind of go, "Hey, you want a piece?" Instead of just handing it to them. You put one in first, like, "Oh, yeah, I'm just having a piece of gum." Then you don't want to be rude. "Hey, here's a piece of gum." That's how it's politically correct handled.
You are an amazing human. I've never... You
because
are.
Of Chiclet?
The way you described that situation, he was taken aback there.
No, see, you teach stuff. I never. I would just give the person. I wouldn't say anything. But I'd say, "Here, just have a Tic Tac."
Yeah, always just pop one in yourself first. Then you're kind of. Then it makes it look like I don't want to be rude. I'm going to give them one, and then they're going to take it. And then from that point in time, it's up to you to kind of determination. Here's the thing, as Steve has brought up. I don't want to hear that someone ever out there is going like, "Well, it's a problem with Steve's. I've never had bad breath before. Never happened." No, it hits everybody
at some point
in time, like you said, whatever it is.
My grandma, my paternal grandma, Jocelyn, it was a smoker, and she always had Chiclets. And that's probably why. She was a smoker. She smoked. And I always remember those Chiclets. She always had Chiclets on hand. They're hard. Remember, Bill, they're gum.
Oh, yeah.
You have to chew through some.
First, it took you what? 15 chomps to get it worked into gum.
God, the guy is amazing. I would say 15 chomps. Yeah. Yeah. Before it was pure gum and you didn't taste any of the hard stuff.
For it to do. And it was amazing. My mom has had a little container of Tic Tacs in her purse.
Yeah.
For the last 50 years.
No kidding.
And at church, about maybe right before the sermon starts, all of a sudden they'd break out.
Uh-huh.
And every family member got a Tic Tac at that time. They were just handed down the church aisle and back down. But Tic Tacs were there. But Chiclets, thank you.
Let's be real. Bad breath can be the kiss of death. It can.
That's your headline?
No, that's my second headline.
Second headline. That's a really good one.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's be real.
Hey, that was a good today. Aging gracefully.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks to Nora for being so confident to say
Nora,
that to
you. I love her. Funny.
When we come back, hour two, Lee Sterling is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.